And love, who are we to say? The other day, my daughter showed me a picture of a less than traditional looking couple, whatever traditional means in today's world. A photographer asked them to pose for some pictures he was taking. The takeaway from this photo shoot is that you have never seen two people who are so much in love. As it turns out, both of them have been together for 20 years. So who are we to say what is right when it comes to love? This is not to say that there are exceptions, one where one person is not mentally capable of making their decisions and where another person is taking advantage. The other is when there is an age difference and one person has not yet become a consenting adult. And three, where people are very young. And although their love may turn out to be a true love forever, both need time to learn about themselves and their own paths before they can really enjoy love to its fullest. As these are the exceptions in my mind, the rest becomes a matter of what we are. Who are we to say what love should be between two people? If you ever stand and observe people who are truly in love, their smiles are filled with joy. They enjoy each other's company. You know immediately that you are in the presence of people who love each other. Yet, they know who they are. They know that they enrich each other's lives through their presence. Oftentimes, people say things like, they are so different. They like different things. But does that exclude the ability to love each other? And it is true, people who are alike can be very compatible and love each other, but being different from each other does not exclude the ability to love each other. Love comes in many different ways into our lives, and true love is the ability to face each other and feel that connection like no other. Well, for now, remember that although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.